This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media earlier last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that the discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and a debate on electoral reforms on 9th December. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel across 7 states and 2 union territories constructed by the Border Roads Organization, BRO. During the inaugural ceremony, the Defence Minister said that these infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifices of Indian Army and BRO, who laid down their lives for the nation. Rajnath Singh said that Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be a game-changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the Arpora fire incident, which claimed 25 lives. A major fire at a club in Arpora, Bardez Taluka, also injured several others, prompting immediate action from the local authorities. The cause of the fire is yet to be known. Control rooms have been set up for swift and efficient monitoring of the incident. Injured victims are currently stable and are being provided with medical care. PM Modi has announced that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from PMNRF will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued show cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Alberts and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit, FDTL norms. Earlier, the government directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has launched Rajat Rashmiyan, formally marking the commencement of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center in Gurugram, Haryana. Speaking on the occasion, Radhakrishnan said that the Brahma Kumari's sustained efforts have brought peace, purity, and spiritual awakening to countless seekers in India and across the world. Indian astronaut and Indian Air Force Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla has said that artificial intelligence has become integral to every sphere of progress. Addressing the Delhi AI Grind, India's first city-centric AI innovation engine in New Delhi today, Shukla highlighted that AI is engraved in each and every aspect and it is a tool to accomplish things and is being utilized extensively. He added these are the areas where we need to focus and to accomplish the dream of Viksit Bharat 2047. In Madhya Pradesh, the second phase of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral roll being carried out by the Election Commission is gaining momentum. Meanwhile, on the occasion of World Disability Day, Madhya Pradesh has taken a unique initiative. Under SIR 2026, a special video has been released in sign language to help locate names in the 2003 electoral roll. In the meantime, the work of revising voter lists under the Special Intensive Revision campaign is progressing rapidly in Uttar Pradesh and in Darjeeling district of West Bengal. And on Armed Forces Flag Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the nation expresses its deepest gratitude to the brave men and women who protect the country with unwavering courage. In a social media post, Modi said that their discipline, resolve and indomitable spirit safeguard the people and strengthen the nation. On this occasion, Modi also encouraged everyone to contribute to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.